Go ahead and
start. Shabbat Shalom to everybody. I'll stop the video. There's a countdown. Okay. I'll put up the study and we're ready. Shabbat Shalom. We're One of Messiah Congregation. And it's God's holy day. Let's ask God to bless this reading today. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, we come to you today asking you to cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot as we enter your holy throne. Bless this day, Father. Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. Bless the study. Let it be fruitful. Let us learn something new from it, Father. We give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Well, let's see. There's my website in case you need to look at it. There's my email. And that we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard today in Franklin, if you want to visit us. We're on our 7-week journey again. Leviticus 23. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. That's what it says. First fruits. Even unto the morrow after the 7 Sabbath shall you number 50 days, which is Pentecost in Greek. And you shall offer a new meat offering unto Jehovah. Today is May 16th, 2026. We are now in the second month of God called Ziph, day 28. It's not Iyar as Judaism puts it. You can find that in 1 Kings 6:1. And today is the 6th Sabbath of the 7 Sabbaths we were told to count. The 6th. Today's topic is be the children of light. That's really important in this wicked world. Go to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I always like that because he says he created the heavens and the earth. I guess later on he created the planets, but he created heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. The first thing he created, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And that's what we have to do in our lives. We have to divide the light from the darkness out there. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. We'll jump to Matthew 6. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye be evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Here's John. Yeshua said, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word had no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you've seen with your father. Amen. They answered and said unto him, unto Yeshua, Abraham is our father. Yeshua said unto them, If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. And they said unto him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Yeshua said unto them, if God was your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not consider my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Here's the truth. You're of your father, the devil, and the lust of the father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him, the devil. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. For he's a liar and the father of it, father of lies. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not, that you have heard from the beginning, that we should have loved one another. Here's John again. Whosoever commits sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Most of the people out there are the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loves not his brother or sister. And this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that you should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. And that's what we're hoping for, eternal life with God. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, let him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. That's God the Father. Amen. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spoke to him. Excuse me. Yeshua answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Speaking of the resurrection. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Messiah abides forever. And how say you that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Yeshua said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. He that walks in darkness knows not whither he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. And that's what we are, children of light. Paul tells the Thessalonians, you are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. God had not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. We'll jump back to Matthew here a little bit. Yeshua sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. Yeshua answered and said unto them, he that sows the good seed is the son of man, Yeshua. Amen. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The tares are the children of that wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. That's right. If therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world, of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. And God's going to cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. If you have ears to hear, let them hear. So because of this, all this, we have to mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which thing's sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. In the which you will also walk some time when you lived in them. But now, you also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Who's a liar? It's the devil. He's the father of it. Paul tells the Ephesians, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Messiah also had loved us and had given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, not once. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks to the Father. Amen. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man or woman, who is an idolater, had any inheritance in the kingdom of Messiah and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. We won't be, Father. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We're children of light today. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto Jehovah. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. That's what this study is about, being in the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he said, God said, awake you that sleep, and rise from the dead, and Messiah shall give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We did that today on the way here, and we're still doing it. Singing and making melody in your hearts to Jehovah. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. This is not a long study today, but hope you got something out of it, being the light of the world. Soon, Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, which means 50 in Greek. It's the Feast of Harvest, which is always on Sunday. We will be in the third month of God called Sivan. You can write these down if you want. May 18th, Sivan 1. Feast of Weeks is May 24th, Sivan 7. And I want to thank you for joining us. May God bless you all today, and may God always be with you. And I thank you for being here. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the brothers and sisters that have continued with us unto this day. May you bless them and always be with them in Yeshua's name. God bless you. I'll stop the camera. And I'll shut that off. Then I'll stop the audio. And I'll